Amen. Hallelujah. I want to talk about the kingdom of God. Say the kingdom of God. And its modus operandi. The way it's working is faith. Amen. So we want to talk on that and see where we can go and believe God for a spirit of wisdom and revelation. Amen. So what is the kingdom of God? If you look at the Bible speaks of the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. It's not the same thing. It's two places. The kingdom of God is operating right now in the church. The church is part of the kingdom of God. Amen. And the kingdom of heaven is where God is the Father, the Son, and all the ones that belong to Him that died. Amen. But we are on earth. And in the Lord's Prayer, He said, let your kingdom come as it is in heaven, so be it on earth. So He wants us to understand the kingdom and live in the kingdom and walk in the kingdom and receive the benefits of the kingdom of God. So the kingdom of God, like I say, is a way of doing things. It's there's two laws. The first law is the law of dominion, the right and the power to govern and control. Say the right and the power to govern and control. And the second law is the law of seed time and harvest. Whatever you sow, you will reap. Amen. Those are the two laws in the kingdom of God. And God wants us to operate in the kingdom. Jesus is the King of the kingdom. Amen. So that's why if you look in the book of Matthew, Matthew 6 verse 33, it says, but first seek the kingdom of God and all His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. So he said, you have to seek. It's a verb. It's not just, there's so much information that we live in. We live in an era with a lot of information. But God says, seek. Seek with your heart. Seek with your spirit. Seek with all of you. First, the kingdom of God. And when we got born again, we went, he said, and then, I shall add everything to you. God shall, if you seek the kingdom of God, he promised that he will add everything to you. We went through things that we saw God just added to us. In 1990, we went to America. We went to a Bible school to go and study. And the Bible school was mainly about the generals of God, all the generals of God. Smith Wigglesworth, John G. Lake, Amy McPherson, and all of them. But when we went with the R2 visa. We could only study there. We cannot work. And we had to sell our farm where we lived in order. And Jesus promised, he said, whatever you sow or sell or give up, properties or whatever, in this life, I will give back. So God, when we came back, God gave us back the farm. We still have the farm. Amen. So God is good. But we went there. And we came there only with the R2 visa. And we couldn't work. And the South African Reserve Bank stopped our money. So we didn't have any money there. So we sat in a dilemma in California. We got a house in San Juan Capistrano. And we were in a predicament. But God provide. Right over the street was a lady from Pretoria. Her name was Glenn. She was married to Bruce Swanson. He was the engineer at Endeavco, where they made all the aerospace, the black boxes. It's one of the biggest companies in America. All the aerospace, they just have engineers. It was a big place. And we told them about our situation. He said, not to worry. He said, what do you know about security? I said, well, I was in the military. He said, okay, that's good. That's what we need. You come and become our security guard in Endeavco, in-house. Amen. And I got a good salary from that, so we could live. Amen. But then, so I'm sharing this because God said, if you seek His righteousness, we went to seek the kingdom, He will add all things. We had to make a plan for our children. They were young. They need to be in a school. And we don't know. We didn't want to just put them in any school. There was a Christian school called Stony Brook, where we live. And we said, well, that's the school. But we heard it was very, very expensive. But anyway, we went there. We went to the principal and we told her, we said, well, our children, we're South African and the situation, and we want our children in the school. And she said, well, okay, I'll let you know tomorrow. So we went home and we pray and we believe God. Amen. And the next day she called us. She said she spoke to the staff and everyone. Our children can come to the school for free. Amen. Hallelujah. God provide. He provide. So we lived there. And we went to Bible school and I had to work at Endeavco. And then I applied for a green card. That means you can work other places also, not just there where they have me covered. So they said to me, I will never get the green card, especially because I'm there on an R2 visa. I said, anyway, I seek my God and His kingdom. I will just put in the application and see what's happening. And so I put in the application, and in a week's time they called me. They said, come and get your green card. They granted me a green card. Amen. Hallelujah. So this time, I could go outwards also. I could be a security guard, a private guard for the celebrities. You know, when they do things, I can be their security guard. And you know what they do? They've got quite a lot of money. They are rich. They tip you very good. So, praise God. He provided for us. He had everything for us. Amen. But it's of faith. Of faith. When you go through these things, in Revelation 12:11, he said, by the blood of the Lord, by the blood of Jesus and the word of your testimony. So I share these things as a testimony. I've seen many times situations, even there in America, in California, we God provided and we got a motorboat. I like the sea, I like fishing, I like on the water, the river. And we got a motorboat and I told my family, come, I'm taking you out. They've got a lot of rules there. You mustn't, all those, I can't even remember. I said, no, I can drive the thing. We just get in and go. So I have them all in the motorboat. And we out on the sea. And we stop. And I think we had a cool drink or whatever. We sat there. And it was time to go back. And so we go back. And not far from the from the land, the engine stopped. The sea become stronger and stronger, and the engine stopped. And I couldn't get the engine going again. And the waves are driving us to the rocks. Strong winds, strong waves, and yes, danger in front of us. And Bernia and all of them, my wife, they're all praying, and they so what's going to happen? And I said, just believe. Just believe. And praise God, just before we close to the rocks, the engine start again. And we could go out. So God is good. If you seek Him and His kingdom, He will add all things to you. Amen. Another time, when we came back and started this church, also testimony, there's a, like an apostolic call on our life. We don't just want to start a church, plant a church. We want to plant churches. We want to go all over. So we had to go to Botswana, to Gaborone, to Windhoek, Namibia. And we had some American students, they were here. They came to help us. Audrey and what's the Jason King. So we took them with us to Zimbabwe, because we have in mind to be there and to see what's going on. So we went there. I had a big Ford truck, Bucky, F-250, big one. So we could all get into the Bucky. It didn't have I built a back canopy. It looks like a combi. So we drove there, and we attended service there with Michael Howard, and it was good. And we came back. So we came around, and not far from the border of South Africa, we had to go around a mountain over a hill. And as we go over the hill around the mountain, there was a railway line over the road, and there was a train coming. And at that moment, I put my feet on the brakes, and there was no brakes. And we were so close to the train. And I had to decide. And on the right-hand side, on the left-hand side, there was the mountains. On the right-hand side, there was a ditch. And I could hear they all just shouting, Jesus! And I said, okay, I take off, and we go through that ditch. It was a ditch. And the bucket just do a hop, and we threw the ditch. We land on the other side. Nothing wrong everywhere, and the train was gone. Amen. And they couldn't understand. And I said, that's my Jesus. He will provide. Amen. He will provide. Even in the time where it doesn't look like, He will still provide. So we came back, and we planted churches, as you know, all over. And I believe this church is apostolic. We're going to plant more churches. Amen. But we have to operate by the modus operandi of the kingdom. And that's called faith. Amen. So let me read a few scriptures here. I've read already, but first seek the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to you. Then in Romans 1:17, it said, for the good news, the gospel, for in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it's written, the just shall live by faith. Amen. The just shall live by faith. In the kingdom, you can't just live and hope everything is going to be all right. You have to live by faith. Amen. And sometimes we don't understand. He said the just. Who is the just? Is the born again believer. If you're born again, you're in the kingdom of God. And you believe the word. You believe you're just, you're righteous. You make right. Your life is in a good standing. It's not how good you are. It's because of the blood of Jesus. It's because your faith is in the blood of Jesus. That's why you're righteous. Amen. And he said, the just shall live by faith. And I want to skip. Now, what is faith? Now, we know all that Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, that word substance, I would say, now faith is the word of things hoped for. The Holy Spirit is the evidence of things not seen. Amen. The Holy Spirit is in us. And if you believe for something, you must have a word. Amen. You cannot just believe on your feelings or what you desire. Yes, your desire can show you to the right place, but you have to believe. Now I wanna talk about believe. Believe a little bit. It's more than just believe. It says in Mark 11:23, Jesus is talking. He first talked in Mark 11:22. So Jesus answered them and said, have faith in God. Another translation says, have the faith of God. Amen. You have to have faith in God, but you also have to have faith of God. And we will look about faith in a moment, but faith in God is there need to be something more than just believing. It says in Mark 11:23, for assuredly I say to you, whoever say to this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Amen. Now listen, let's look at this. Jesus said, have faith in me and have faith of God. He said, when you stand in this verse, four times it speaks of say. When you say to this mountain, be removed and cast in, and you believe what you say, and one time about faith. Are you listening? Four times there need to be a saying, and one time a believing. So we live in a time where you say, I believe. You just think you believe, but you don't speak. You don't speak. Now, there's other scripture in Romans 10:17. It says, so then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So, you have to speak. When God created the earth, in the beginning, it was void, empty, dark, chaos. And the Bible said, and God said, let there be light. Now, sometimes we focus on the light. We focus on the light, but we have to go back. Before the light, God said, he spoke. He didn't whisper. He didn't just say, let there be light. He gave a command. Let there be light. Amen. And you know what? Light heard the sound. Say sound. Of God's voice. And there was light. So you have to speak to things in the kingdom. You can't just wish. You can't just believe. You have to speak. Speak to that sickness, speak to that challenge, speak to that poverty, speak to whatever it is. Speak it, command it to go. Jesus said, if you believe and you say to this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, you shall have what you say when you believe. Amen. So there's a believing part, but there's a speaking part. Faith without speaking is not working. Now, works without faith is dead. But faith without works is double dead. Amen. When you have faith, you have to work. You have to work that faith. You have to work. You have to speak. Learn to yourself, because faith, speak to your body. As you all know, one of my great heroes is Smith Wigglesworth. He raised 14 people from the dead. He wasn't an educated man. But he said, I never allow Smith's body to tell him how he feels. He said, I speak to my body and tell him how to be. Amen. You see, your body also have ears. It also hears. Amen. Now, Kimberly, you know what? Kimberly, the mind is closed. You know what? Kimberly, shut up! Kimberly is a good place. The kingdom of God is here. We shall see good things. Amen. Yeah, but I feel no feelings. To hell with feelings. Speak faith. Believe faith. Bring faith. Amen. And you shall see the kingdom in operation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it's very important what we speak and to whom we speak. And don't let their feedback stop you, because you can come to negative people and they can feed you negative things. And if you allow that, like I said, there's so much, we live in a time where there's so much information. Information is just head knowledge. It just comes. But faith is more than head knowledge. Faith is a spiritual thing. It's a heart thing. You have to speak from your heart. You have to declare things from your heart. And that's why he says, now faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So your body need to hear. But the second hearing that he's speaking of, he said faith comes by hearing. But hearing by the word of God. So that hearing is not just the logos, the black letter. It's that letter has to become a revelation. A revelation. Amen. What does a revelation mean? It means this word is not just a dead letter. It's a rhema. It's a word from God. It's the word that created the earth. Amen. And that revelation must become Zoe. Say Zoe. It means life. That's why you can speak to dead things and they will come alive. Amen. That's why you can speak to sickness and it has to go. In Jesus' name. Speak to your situation, your circumstances. People say, well, just accept your circumstances. No! Don't just accept anything. Speak life. Speak the word. Believe the word. Speak it. Let that situation hear. And it will change to faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. The substance. I like to say the word, the DNA, the matter. Amen. So whatever you're speaking to, let the creative substance, the word of God, be released, and it will change that thing. It will bring forth life. Amen. So don't just speak what you feel or what you try to work out in your mind. Thank God for a mind. But we are a spirit. We have a soul and we live in this body. Our spirit is the real me. My soul is my intellect, my emotions and my will. But the spirit is the one. So sometimes we try to believe with our mind. You see, you try and work out faith with your mind. But faith doesn't come from the mind. Faith comes from the revelation of God's word in the spirit, in the heart. Amen. It comes when the logos, the black letter, becomes a rhema, and you begin to speak that rhema, and that rhema becomes so alive. Amen. Then you will see things change. Amen. We said when we came here, we're going to plant churches. So we didn't just say it. We believe it. We had to go. We had to plant churches. Botswana, Gaborone, Windhoek, Namibia, Durban, Cape Town, Katoo. We had planted a church in America, but the guy stopped it and he came back to South Africa. He was South African. But we had to go. I remember going to Botswana in Gaborone. When we started this church, we had to sleep in the veld. We didn't have money to sleep in a hotel. But we didn't let that stop us. We say we're going to plant this church. And today there's a great church there. Amen. Amen. We also planted a church in Porch, but after a few years, the pastor and his wife, they left. So now Pastor Louis has taken over and he's built a beautiful building. And we were there on Wednesday and it was full to capacity. Amen. Wonderful. Pastor Art preached a great message. And we should see many salvations. That's what the church is all about. It's the kingdom of God, getting people saved, getting them into the kingdom of God. Amen. So the kingdom is not just believing. The kingdom is speaking. Is speaking. Not just speaking, but act also. Let the action follow. Let the work follow your faith and your speaking. Amen. And it's guaranteed it will happen. It will work. Amen. If you believe that. Hallelujah. I've already shared, but I just want to read this scripture again. It says in Genesis 1:1-3, and in the beginning, God created heaven and earth. Now the earth was formless, empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, you see, what we need sometimes before we speak, we need the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the part of God, the third person of God that create the atmosphere. You see, the Holy Spirit was hovering over emptiness, darkness, chaos, over all of nothing. He was hovering. And in that, he created an atmosphere for God to come and say, let there be light. And it was there. And let there be birds, and let there be fish, and you go and read Genesis 1 and study it, and you will see for everything he spoke it into existence. and it happened. But when it came to man, he didn't speak. He said, the Bible said, he made man in his image. He didn't just speak us into existence. He made us. He made us from the dust. And he blew his breath into man. And man became a living being. Amen. So you are made. We are too much worried about how we look. You look like God. You're made in the image of God. Amen. Don't let the mirror tell you how you look. Too many of us has mirrors. This morning my hair was standing up. My wife said, you know what, your hair is standing up. You have to make a plan. So I look in the mirror, I see my hair is standing up. So I had to listen to my wife, not the mirror, but I flattened my hair. So I was obedient. So you have to look in the mirror of God. Who and what is the mirror of God? It is the Word. It is the Word of God. The Word of God shall tell you who you are. What and who is the Word of God? It says, in the beginning was the Word, in John 1:1-5. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And He was in the beginning with God. And all things were made through Him. And without Him, nothing was made that was made. In Him was the life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shined, and darkness could not comprehend it. Amen. So in the Word is life and light. Yes, sometimes we go through dark times. We go through difficult times, but then you have the right to let the life and the light shine. Jesus said in John 10:10, He said, the devil has come to steal, to kill, and destroy. There is our fight. You see, in the political arena, we fight flesh and blood. Our fight is not flesh and blood. It's against principalities, powers, rulers, wicked ones of this age. And therefore the Word said, put on the whole armor of God. Put on the belt of truth, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, this, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Amen. You have to put on the Word of God. You have to get the Word of God. And He said, pray all times. Pray the Word. Don't pray your feelings. Pray the Word. But because the Word of God is good news. Good news. Jesus came to bring life and life abundantly. He didn't come so that we can live in poverty. He didn't come so that we can have not enough. He came that we can have more than enough. Amen. So don't let your feelings, don't let your friends, don't let the community, don't let the politics tell you what's going on. Let the Word of God, the mirror of God, look in the mirror of God and tell yourself how you look. Tell yourself who you are, what you are. Amen. Don't let your feelings, don't let circumstances, but let the Word of God describe you. Amen. Hallelujah. It looks to me I have to finish. 2 Corinthians 5:7 said, we walk by faith and not by sight. I just want to confirm again. You have to walk by faith and not what you see. This place is too dark. I can't go through that. No, walk through that. You've got the light. You've got the life of God. You can go through. Amen. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 In Isaiah 9, 6 to 7, he said, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, and of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end, and upon the throne of David, and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice forever forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord will perform it." Amen. God just expects from you a zeal, a passion, an energetic drive in you, amen, for the kingdom. Don't be lukewarm. Be hot for the kingdom. Let that zeal, let that energy, let that great substance inside of you lead you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have you enjoyed it? Remember, dominion, the right and the power to govern and control is given to you. Have dominion in every situation. Speak your way out. Speak your way through. Live your way through in Jesus' name. Don't just believe, but speak. Speak more than you believe. Speak faith. Speak health. Speak life. Speak Rhema. Speak Zoe in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Okay. If you are here this morning, Jesus said in John 3 from verse 1, he said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, you must be born again to see the kingdom of God and to enter the kingdom of God." If you are here and you're not, it's the first time you hear about the kingdom of God, you're not, you want more, you want to see it, and you want to enter the kingdom of God, I would like to pray with you and for you this morning. If that's you, just put up your hand wherever you are. Just lift your hand. Come on, lift your hand. I want to pray for you. Hallelujah. I can't see. Yes, there's hands. Come on. If there's more of you that say, you see, without Jesus, he's the king of the kingdom, you can't enter into the kingdom. You need Jesus. You don't need just religion. Religion is the traditions of men. But Jesus is the life of God. Amen. So if you want that life, he said, "I put before you blessings and cursings, heaven and hell. Choose life. Life and death. Choose life. Choose blessings." If that's you and you haven't raised your hand, just raise your hand this morning. You want to make that decision. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can't see more. I saw hands going up. But I want to ask you this. If you die today, do you hope to go to heaven? Put up your hand. If you hope to go to heaven, put up your hand. Yes, I see that hand. There are more hands. I see that hand at the back. You see, hope in itself is not good enough. You have to believe. You have to know that you know that you know that you're going to heaven. And if you don't have that knowledge this morning, I'm going to pray for you. Amen. Come on, let's all stand up. If you raised your hand, please do me the honor. Come to the front. I want to pray with you and for you. Just come this morning. Even if you haven't raised your hand, just come. Just come. Come. Many of you raised your hands. Just come this morning. Come. Come in Jesus' name. Just come. Come. It's not the hope. It's a knowing. It's a knowing. You must know that you know that receive that knowledge. Come, come, come in Jesus' name. Come and get into the kingdom of God. Come and get revelation from Jesus. Come. He will lead you. He will show you. He will make you. You will become born again. Born again. So just come this morning. We'll wait for you. Come. Come in Jesus' name. Come. Hallelujah. 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 I'll give you just a minute or two more. Come, please come. Leave your seat and come to the front. Come, let's agree. Jesus said, when two or three agree in my name, they will have whatever they agree with. So come. Come in Jesus' name. Come. Come. Let your life become right. Let your life become right with Jesus in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. 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 Anyone else? Anyone want to come? Give you another few seconds. Are you all here? Okay. Now to enter in the kingdom, to become born again, you have to pray this prayer. I lead you in the prayer. You pray with me. But you have to pray it from your heart. So put your one hand on your heart and pray with me. Say, Father God, I know you've sent your son Jesus. Thank you. He came to earth. He died on a cross. He went to hell. After 3 days, he conquered hell and the death. And he rose from the dead. So that I can receive him as my king. And I can be part of the kingdom of God in Jesus' name. Jesus, come in my life, sit on the throne of my heart, and be my Savior and be my Lord in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Amen.